And I'm here with the lovely Vanilla Webb on the Business Bunker Show, the lovely Paul Andrews. And we are having our weekly catch up about the business world, really, aren't we, Paul?
We are indeed. My blue bottle's back.
Yeah, it's quite funny on Zoom. Listen, I know you can't see it, but I know that you're all doing Zoom at the moment. And he has a blue bottle that regularly comes in on our weekly catch-ups. And it's a bit like the Pink Panther cartoon where he swats things. It just reminds me of that. I don't know why, because he's swatting. I tell you what, it's so good for your bingo wings doing all that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a beast, this blue bottle, isn't it?
It's huge. It's huge.
It's at least 100 weight.
Yeah, it's been locked in. And you have, I'm looking at your office, you don't have a fruit bowl or anything in there, do you?
No. So, it's been eating the carpet, I guess. Got it. Hey, no, I didn't. Anyway, let's go.
It's a very spectacular clap. I would like to just mention one company that have really impressed me, and it's a small farmers market company called Olives Are Good For You, and they're on my Twitter. And obviously the farmers markets have been closed. I've been told they can open from next week. But Olives Are Good For You, they're delivering and posting. So if you're in their catchment area, they're in Margate, but they deliver to me in Whitstable. So the new husband and I have got a lovely supply of olives coming.
Olives?
Yeah, okay. Because what? I'm not going to supermarkets at all, so I've really missed olives.
What kind of olives are they?
Oh, all different ones. There's like olives stuffed in garlic and...
No, are they Italian olives, Greek olives?
Oh, Colomiki, I see what you
olives.
Mean.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're a mixture, actually. They're definitely not Margate olives.
Okay, well, you need to talk to my Amanda, because she's a specialist in olives.
Okay, well, she lived out in Kefalonia.
In Greece, yeah,
she?
Yeah, in Kefalonia, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, they are really, really good olives, and there's all different ones, so I'm looking forward to getting them. They also do a nice olive oil, I think, but I've got olive oil. Cool. So, yeah, this, it's, again, looking at little places, little time capsules to make life pleasant in... more or less lockdown. I know we're not in lockdown, but it's still a bit like lockdown. Yeah. Just, you know, my husband and I, at the end of the day, I'll meet him in the garden, I'll make a little snifter of something, and we'll have some olives and just make an occasion like you would in normal life.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've missed olives. I'm very excited about that. Well done to them.
So, well done to them. Give us a shout out for them again.
Well, their olives are good for you. And they're on my Twitter. You'll see them. I've been talking to them.
And you can order them online, yeah?
You can order them online. Later on, I'll put a link for that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm really pleased. And they were really good. And it honestly, when I set up the Zoom, they'd sent me a little, they sent me a list of what was available and the prices. I said what I wanted. And they sent me a link to pay. And I did it one tap, PayPal.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
It took me a second.
That's good. So, I mean, it's good. People are starting to make this happen now, aren't they? The systems that they've put in place to do this are bedded down and they're starting to work. And we've discussed this a few times, but I think it's going to be the norm. A lot of organisations are going to stay with this afterwards. They're going to keep selling like this because it's an easy way to sell. You minimise your overheads and you manage the end-to-end process.
So, I see, yeah.
Here we go, listener, we've got the hats.
We need some little French music, it's a French beret.
Yeah, no, some mothers do have them, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going for the French beret look, but if you want me to be Frank Spencer. Oh, Betty.
Yeah.
I've done a whoopsie on the carpet.
Yeah, well, you could only be French if you had a string of onions or garlic around your neck, and you haven't got that.
If I wasn't tangled up with my headphones, I'd nip down and get some. I've got quite a lot of garlic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to thank Ibiza Fitness Food. Did you see the delivery they did for me?
Yeah. And so what did you get?
Well, they marinated, 24-hour marinated meat. So I had some beautiful Polish sausage, which was called Mishta or something. I'd had a few snifters, so if I'm not pronouncing Mishta,
nothing new there.
Right? So that, and some beautiful chicken thighs. You know, they're all about the macros. So it's all quite healthy.
Yeah.
Cajun chicken, 100% beef burgers. Nothing else in them at all but beef. They were absolutely stunning.
Cool.
And then they did me sides, so slaw, potato salad and a huge amount of pasta, which I don't eat, but the new husband and the kids did. And we spent the afternoon in the garden all sitting 2 meters apart.
It's amazing though, isn't it? When you talk about, you know, you were talking about fresh burgers with nothing but beef in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they open a drive-through takeaway for McDonald's and there's a queue 9 miles long. And you think, really?
Why really?
Can't you just go and buy a nice beef burger and make your own? You know, really, why do you have to queue up and get...
Just get some beef mince and squish it together.
Yeah, I mean, and put it in a bun.
Exactly. That, it was really nice. And we had, my daughter came down. I haven't seen my daughter since before lockdown. So she sat, we're lucky that we've got a few loos in our house. So we designated loos to Shay and Mimi. They have their own loo. And then Sid went in her own loo. And then I leave them for 48 hours or 3 days and then clean.
I'm laughing. You are just so toilet, aren't you? You're just so toilet obsessed. You really are.
I do like a little bit of eucalyptus.
Listener, if you've not heard this before, no matter where Jules goes in the world, and she goes a lot of places in the world, Africa, China, Southeast Asia, all places you didn't even know exist, Turkmenistan. And the first thing she does when she gets anywhere is send me a picture of the loos.
Well, it's important.
Yeah, obviously.
Isn't it?
It's what
makes the world go. A little bit of eucalyptus. I do like a clean toilet.
Yeah.
I don't like those squatty ones that you get in France where you have to squat.
Yeah, they're kind of starting to do away with those now, aren't they? Apart from in Paris.
Well, in Paris, I'm not sure they have them in Paris. It's more the country, isn't it?
Well, I worked in La Défense in Paris
on the
Ile de Poitou in the mid 1970s, and almost every cafe you went into had those hole in the floor toilets. Yeah.
I've got into some terrible scrapes in those, in India especially. So you know, I've got a metal knee, so I had, you know, my little Indian baggy trousers on, those light things that you wear because it's so hot, obviously, there. And we were doing the Golden Triangle, and I went to one of them, but because I can't squat properly, I have to stand on one leg with both sides.
I'll tell you what, this is business radio par excellence, isn't it? Don't get this anywhere else.
Well, I was doing my business. So you stand on one leg. I have to perch on one leg and then gently peel one leg of the trouser down, still wobbling on one leg. And then, of course, the trouser leg wants to go down the hole, and you don't want that. So then you have to hang and grab the trouser and hold it up while you do your business. And then, and somehow peel back into it. Not easy at all. They're not easy.
No, you need to do an instructional YouTube video for that, I think, Jules. those kind of things are big on YouTube, apparently. You get lots of followers and earn lots of money.
Oh,
with
really?
Videos like that, apparently.
Okay, well, are they ready for my derriere? I'm not sure. Who has impressed you this week, Paul Andrews? Any businesses that you've noticed?
I'm still, you know, running with all my local businesses that are being brilliant. We have a hardware store in Tenterton called Webbs, and it's one of those funny little shops where it goes on for miles in there in little dusty corridors, and there's little boxes with dust all over them.
Oh, I bet you love it in there.
But do you know what? In all the times I've been in there, they've never not had what I wanted. Do you know what I mean? You know, the bloke will get a ladder out and he'll climb up some scaffold and he'll get a box from 1948. And he's got about two of those in there.
Four candles.
Brilliant. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly like that. And they're absolutely brilliant. What they've done is they've set up a trestle table outside.
Okay.
So basically, you just rock up, tell them what you want. They scuttle off inside and get it and bring it out to you. So they've been really good and really helpful, you know, because... people are needing to buy things like replacement light bulbs and stuff like that.
Well, I've got a flooding bathroom. So I woke up last night. I saw an ominous stain on my bedroom. My bedroom is on ground floor, bathroom's above. And I called my plumber, John Harris, and I told him. And he says it's really difficult to get parts at the moment. He said they've got this queue of kitchens that you know, people are waiting for, and bathrooms. Yep. And he had a slot. It was either at Howden's or some other supplier. He did mention a couple of names. And he said, you get a slot as a plumber to go along and collect your stuff, and they've got three collection stations, and they were 5 minutes late, and they said, no, you can't have it, you're 5 minutes late. And he was very upset, and then he went back again, and his stuff was there on this loading bay three. They have three loading bays, and he was sitting in his van, not allowed to get out, very strict. And he said, I was just sitting there, Jules. He said, I sat there for 10, 15 minutes waiting. So in the end, I got out and started loading it in my van. It was my stuff. I'd paid for it by Bax. And they told him off. But he said, well, the other day you told me, you know, I was 5 minutes late and I couldn't get the stuff. And he said, and today I'm sitting here for 10, 15 minutes and it's my time. And I felt really sorry for him. And he's really struggling, actually, to get stuff. And it's going to take months, I think. And people have emergencies.
The problem is that all the manufacturers have stopped working, so they're not manufacturing parts. All the logistics companies aren't delivering. But you know, we literally have been locked down. So it shows you how everything is connected to everything else. And once one thing stops, it all stops, and it will take weeks to start gathering it back up again. And that's really where we've got to be. And you know, thankfully now. The start of the chat. Oh, look at that. That's brilliant. That is a hat. That is. Oh, I need a picture of that. Sideways on.
We'll do the pictures after if you want.
Yeah, so you no, I need to do it now. This listener, she's got a Moroccan hat on. And that's the only way I can describe it. You're gonna have to see the pictures on Twitter.
But if you notice, one of the feathers is out.
Well, two of them actually.
Oh, well, okay, yeah.
One at the back as well.
Yeah. I don't understand. Like we had a new flower shop that opened in Tankerton, and it was really exciting. We all got really excited, the locals, because I have to be careful what I say, but the one before wasn't that great, very expensive, and she was a little bit grumpy. And then this new person came and it was great, and we got excited, and the prices were reasonable. And of course, she just opened and then lockdown started. It's very hard to keep a Mohican on with headphones, by the way. But of course, she's empty. And I just think, I don't know whether I'm being, you know, whether the government are being so cautious. I understand. But if they can open a food shop, or you can open a pub and have takeaways, which, you know, in Herne Bay, there's a pub that's open and they're doing takeaways. The locals are all moaning because people are leaving plastic cups everywhere. So they need to sort that out. But why can't a florist open? I know it's not essential, but it's a business.
I think the thing is, what you've got to do is look at why they're doing what they're doing. Whether you agree with them or not is immaterial. It's why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And what they're trying to do is open gradually and get people back out gradually.
Yeah.
What you don't want to do is open every shop on a high street, because then the high street will be rammed with people.
Well, it already is here in Whitstable.
Yeah, exactly. So if you open everything else, people are just going to go woof.
Yeah.
So what you do is you open essential businesses first, and then you gradually open those businesses that a second level essential, and so on, and then you gradually unwind it until everybody's back at work. And the problem is people will always go past what has been said anyway. As you said, people are already out on the street. You know, people aren't going to stick to six people in their garden. You know, they're going to go eight, and that also, it starts Monday, but I guess everybody will do it on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that brings me back to the toilet issue, because I'm lucky enough to have a lot of loos. The house that we bought already had four loos, so we can sort of separate people. But if you've got people in your garden, are you going to let them wee in your garden? Are they going to bring a she-wee or a bucket? Because you don't want them going in your house using towels, touching taps, presumably. Personally, I'm really hot on towel control, and everybody gets a towel. And I throw them in the washing machine and do them on a 40. But, you know, are people going to get drunk and then say, oh, well, it doesn't matter, let's hug? This is the thing.
Of course they will, because people aren't sensible. And people, you know, if you can't see it, it's not there, is their approach to it. You know, like, we'll be all right. And then when they're not, it's everyone else's fault. You know, it's about hoping enough people have common sense. But there are always people that don't. And there are always people that think that the rules don't apply to them. And there are always people that do stupid stuff. And there's no way that a government rule is ever going to do that.
Exactly. Well, people will only do...
If rules worked, nobody would break the speed limit, would they, ever?
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't, because people think they're not going to get caught. And, you know, so you've just got to be sensible. So for me, I don't care what anyone else does. I will be sensible in my house. If I haven't got the facilities to handle six people here, I won't invite six people.
It's but I am that. Now able to come and sit in your garden.
You are, but I'm out.
Oh.
Sorry about that. I'm out.
How unfriendly. I was going to bring olives.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm in.
I'm not sure if they're from Kefalonia, but I think they're really nice ones. Next week on our little catch up, I'll talk to you about farmers markets, because I know that they are really suffering, and Canterbury City Council in their wisdom have decided that they want to St George's Place in the middle of Canterbury, where I met you once when we had pancakes for a charity do. They want to refurbish the paving, is their excuse.
Right.
I'm sure they haven't got any money. I mean, they don't do potholes. So, you know, Bird will tell you about potholes. But they don't do potholes. So why would they do the paving? I don't know. But they're stopping. There's a lovely street market that's there a couple of times a week. And they're trying to stop that. And they have not supported the Goral Tank one in Whitstable, which I love. So I'll do a little bit of digging about that and let the listeners know. I haven't asked who our sponsor is. Very lax.
We've got a new sponsor for this week, Colin Bat Removals.
Oh yeah, I love him.
A company from Ashford. They are a removal and storage company, and they also specialise in moving pianos.
Oh yeah, okay, that's right. Because I think I regaled you with a story once of when we were very poor, had no money, and we bought an old piano from a junk shop. And my new husband made Josh, who was Ibiza Fitness Food, who was then 11, wheel this piano up Whitstable High Street from Harbour Street to the home to save 25 quid delivery. You know, there's things you do when you haven't got money, and we wanted a piano.
I think you're better off taking that mic and off now, because it's...
No, I won't. I will keep it on in principle.
Oh, will you? Okay.
I've started, so I'll finish. So, yeah, it's good that I'm sure that Colin Blatt Removals... Is it Blatt with an L?
No.
or Bat?
Bat.
Oh, Colin Bat. Okay. Colin, well, it's Bat very Removals. Very apt with watching you with that blue bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure that Colin Bat now will be starting to see the market move, as people have to move, and, you know, the housing market has been stalled.
Funnily enough, I was involved in the Grapevine Network yesterday, which is a property networking group, and we zoomed in. And two or three people from the property market were saying that people are moving house, people are viewing houses. But
they
again,
have to, yeah.
But again, they're viewing them, you know, with these walk around and 360 virtual videos and stuff, virtual walk arounds. And a couple of estate agents were saying that will be the norm in future, that, you know, we're not going to wait for a householder to be in. We'll give you a 360 virtual tour.
Exactly.
We can do that once and just show everybody.
Yeah.
Much more efficient. So again, you know, a lot of that's happening. The housing market is moving. People are actually moving, you know, because a lot of people have things in progress and you can't stop it. You know, once you've sold your house, you have to move out.
Well, there's a new opportunity for some videographers, because, you know, the estate agents have cameras, but they're not professional videographers. So that's because a lot of photographers are struggling. Let's tell all our photographer friends about that, because there will be a need. Like there was, I used to work with a lot of photographers and do Google Maps, you know, virtual tours. So to be professionally done with the lighting and stuff makes a lot of difference. What about Fruitworks then? What's the news?
We're ready.
You got your screens up.
Yeah, we posted some pictures up this morning on Twitter, actually, of all the new layout, and we've put up all the risk assessments and, you know, all the one-way systems and everything. We've got no one working there yet, but that's fine. We've shut the event centre that we've only just opened, because we can't do anything with that.
Can't you turn it into a convalescence home for now?
Yeah, probably. The coffee shop's open, but for takeaways only. And once people are happy that they want to come back to to work they can. We're ready for them, but people aren't quite ready for that yet.
Yeah, takes time, and hopefully it'll change. I'd love to give Bird a big hug, and hello, Bird, and all the listeners. I hope you're staying safe and enjoying some sunshine if you can. At least the sun's out. I was saying to my new husband, I don't think I could cope with lockdown in winter too much, but at least the weather's good. But from me and the lovely Paul Andrews, it's a huge goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll be back next week. And
you go and swap that blue bottle.
Yeah, it's annoying me now.
Yeah, I can tell.
Take care. Speak to you next week.
Bye. Bye, listeners. Bye-bye.